Chapter 2. Emergency at Sea. After 2 years on the training ship, Jim began his career at sea. He made many voyages on a number of different ships. He was very good at his job, but was disappointed that there were no adventures and no opportunity to show his courage or to act like the hero he wanted to be. Jim soon became the chief mate of a very good ship. During one voyage, there was a violent storm, and a heavy piece of wood fell on Jim's leg, hurting it badly. He couldn't stand or walk, and spent the rest of the voyage lying in bed. It was the first big storm that Jim had experienced at sea, and secretly he was happy that he couldn't go on deck to help. Shortly after the storm ended, the ship arrived at a far eastern port. Jim's leg wasn't better yet, so he went into hospital. He recovered slowly, and his ship had to leave without him. When Jim's leg was better, he left hospital and went to the port. He wanted to find a job on a ship going to England so that he could continue his career there. The other British and European sailors he met in the port had all decided to stay and work in the Far East. "It's easy work," one of them explained to Jim. "The weather is beautiful, and the sea is usually calm. The voyages are short, and there are native crews, so we don't have to work too hard." At first, Jim didn't like their attitude. He hadn't given up his heroic dreams, and he couldn't understand how these men who had such easy lives could respect themselves and feel so successful. A life of easy work and little danger was not what Jim had imagined for himself. When he discovered, however, that there were no ships going to England, he started thinking about what the other sailors had said and decided to try working in the Far East. He quickly found a good job as the chief mate on a ship called the Patna, whose fresh paint hid the fact that it was an old, rusty steamship. The captain was a cruel German who drank too much and treated most people very badly. Besides Jim and the captain, there were two other officers, also Europeans. Native people from the region did all the other jobs on the ship. A wealthy Arab had hired the Patna to take 800 pilgrims to Mecca. Jim began to understand the kind of man the captain was when they watched the pilgrims embark and fill every corner of the ship. "Look at these cattle," the captain said in a voice full of hatred. During the Patna's journey across the Indian Ocean to the Red Sea and Mecca, the weather was extremely hot. At night, when it was cooler, Jim loved to sit on the deck and look at the stars in the sky. Then his old dreams came back to him, and he could again imagine himself as the hero of many adventures. One night, when all the pilgrims were asleep and Jim was the only officer on duty, he was standing on the deck, feeling at peace and also grateful for the calm water and star-filled sky. His thoughts were interrupted, however, when the captain and the other two officers appeared. They were drunk and were laughing and talking in very loud voices. Suddenly, all four men fell forward as if something had pushed them from behind.
"What happened?"
asked one of the officers as they all stood up. The ship seemed to rise and shake for a moment, and then it continued on its way. The engines were still working, and the sea was calm.
"Maybe we hit something," the captain said. "I don't see anything in the water," Jim answered.
The men stood quietly for several minutes and looked at the water all around them. Nobody seemed to know what to do. Finally, the captain said,
"It might have been something under the water. Jim, go and look below the decks and see if there's any damage. And don't make any noise. I don't want the passengers to know anything yet. And you," the captain said to one of the officers, "go and stop the engines."
Taking a lantern with him, Jim went and looked under the decks at the front of the ship. He saw a large hole and water coming into the bottom of the ship. He ran to the top deck to tell the captain what he had seen. When he got there, the captain and officers were trying to lower a lifeboat into the water, but they were having difficulty with the ropes that held the lifeboat.
"Help us, Jim,"
the captain ordered. Jim hesitated, and one of the officers said,
"Come and help. Don't throw away your only chance to survive."
Jim still didn't move, and the captain came over and stood next to him.
"Do you think those pilgrims would share the few lifeboats of his ass? They'd want them all for themselves," he whispered into Jim's ear. "This is our only chance."
Suddenly, the officers freed the lifeboat, and it fell down into the water.
The captain jumped down into the lifeboat, followed by the two officers. "Jump!" they shouted to Jim. "Jump!" Jim hesitated for a moment, and then he jumped.